AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. There will not be a government shutdown at midnight. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports Congress has passed and sent to the president a temporary spending bill.
The bill provides funds through December. Members of the Tea Party wanted to strip Planned Parenthood of federal money. Pennsylvania Republican Charles Dent says there's no justification for a shutdown.
For any reason, regardless of one's feeling about Planned Parenthood, whether you like them or not.
Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum says hardball by extreme Republicans took its toll.
The cost of extraction by the Republican extremists for this three-month clean CR was the resignation of Speaker Boehner, a good man who has served this House honorably.
Boehner is stepping down from Congress at the end of October. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Newly released emails show Russia-linked hackers tried at least five times to hack into Hillary Rodham Clinton's private email account while she was Secretary of State. It's unclear if she clicked on any attachment and exposed her account. The U.S. says it appears that Russia's first airstrikes in Syria hit areas that did not include Islamic State fighters.
Defense Chief Ash Carter says Russia seems to be contradicting itself after claiming it wants to help a political transition in Syria.
The Russian approach here is doomed to fail.
Russia's top diplomat insists the airstrikes did target Islamic State positions.
Don't listen to Pentagon about the Russian strikes.
But Russia expert Andrew Weiss says this is new territory for Moscow, and whatever the intent, it's making a dangerous situation worse.
I don't think the Russians are equipped to do this effectively or with great precision.
Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
After a meeting late today with his Russian counterpart, Secretary of State John Kerry said hitting non-extremists will only inflame the civil war in Syria. This is AP Radio News. According to a government report, the Secret Service tried to discredit a key congressman who was investigating scandals inside the Protective Service.
Scores of Secret Service employees improperly accessed the decade-old, unsuccessful job application of Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah, according to the report by the Homeland Security Department's Inspector General. An assistant director suggested leaking embarrassing information to retaliate against him. The report says the actions by the Secret Service employees could represent criminal violations under the U.S. Privacy Act. Homeland Security Director Jay Johnson personally apologized to Chaffetz again, but did not disclose whether any employees had been punished. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Ben Carson's numbers are not only going up in the polls, but also in campaign donations. His campaign says the GOP presidential hopeful has raised more than $20 million in the past 3 months. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.